This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here they are, your latest gossip headlines being brought to you this morning by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley. You can purchase or refi your car and make no payments for 3 months with their Memorial Day deal going on right now. For details, visit pvcu.org. And now for Hollywood details. Dina is here to fill us in. What have you been working on?
All right. Well, Lori Loughlin and her husband, Mossimo Giannulli, have agreed to plead guilty.
Well, it's about time. This case has been going on for what, like a year already? A long time.
At least, yeah. And it's going to drag on through October at least. And so they're going to plead guilty to one conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud in the college admission scandal, according to TMZ. Now, Mossimo will also plead guilty to honest services wire and mail fraud. Lori's agreed to 2 months in prison and $150,000 fine, plus 2 years probation and 250 hours of community service. Mossimo served 5 months in prison with $150,000 fine and 250 hours of community service. But, you know, people are wondering why. They've been fighting tooth and nail to fight these charges. Why would they give in now? Well, a couple of reasons. Feds kept adding charges. And if they were convicted, they could face 40 years behind bars. And thing is that, you know, Felicity Huffman got that light sentence when she pled guilty right off the bat.
Didn't she do like
it's only 14 days?
2 weeks in like a college dorm? Like she got
pretty much
really easy. So it's weird they would still be lenient this far into the, you know, the guilty plea.
Oh, yeah. And you know, TMZ also points out that since they've already agreed to a sentence, they could ask the judge for house arrest because of coronavirus issues in prison. So, now the timing makes sense, doesn't it?
Makes sense now.
So we'll have to see. All right. I love this news. Game of Thrones stars Jason Momoa and Peter Dinklage. They are in talks to star in a new vampire movie called Good, Bad, and Undead. You know, Jason Momoa was Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. Peter Dinklage was Tyrion Lannister. And the two of them, interestingly, never shared any screen time on the show, even though they were co-stars. But now they'll get to if they sign on for this movie. Very cool. Peter would be kind of like a Van Helsing character. And Jason Momoa would star as a vampire who pairs up with him after taking a vow never to kill again. Oh, gosh.
I'd watch it.
I got to see this.
Yeah, especially being the Game of Thrones fans that we both are.
Let's hope it happens. You can read more about the movie plot at movieweb.com. Westworld and Ocean's 12 star Vincent Cassel ended up in the hospital after a scooter accident in France. According to H Sobiz, his face was injured, but he was well enough to post on social media, "I'm alive, merci." No word on if he was released from the hospital yet, but boy, we wish him some luck. And Tony Hawk, he teamed up with a FedEx employee to make a skateboarding fan's day. So the delivery driver was asked by an eight-year-old on his daily route in Georgia if he would bring an old beat-up skateboard to Tony Hawk. And after reaching out to Tony Hawk on TikTok, Tony responded and said he's going to send the kid one of his own skateboards.
No, that's nice.
Isn't that awesome?
The
kid was probably like, "I just wanted it fixed. What do you mean? What are you sending me, a new one, a replacement?" So that's pretty awesome.
I thought that Tony Hawk would come out of the back of the FedEx truck. So that's what I was waiting for.
Maybe
that
he will.
Cool? Yeah.
Hello. Hey, it hasn't happened yet.
I've been in here for a long time waiting for my drop-off.
And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Dina's Dirt at the 40 happening now. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley. You can purchase or refi your car and make no payments for 3 months with their Memorial Day deal going on now. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood with some of our favorite celebrities?
All right. Well, you know, us ladies, we like to look for that perfect wedding gown. And when we find it, it's the one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the one. But Chrissy Teigen admitted she bought 5 extra wedding dresses before she got married to John Legend. And you know why?
Yeah.
It wasn't because she, like, you know, changed her mind or anything. She said she felt guilty trying on the gowns in store without buying something.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like she didn't want to walk out with nothing and
empty-handed.
Feel bad.
Could, like, she have just bought a veil?
Mm-hmm. See, I thought it was just because, like, women like to lay out their clothes before an event. I thought she would just, like, you know what I mean? Like, lay out 5 wedding dresses.
Yeah.
How you feel at that moment. But no.
It's just because she felt bad.
Hmm.
But that is the way she is. One fan actually said she saw Chrissy buy a designer handbag just so she could use the store's toilet. She said, one time I saw you at Barney's and you bought a Celine bag, so you wouldn't feel guilty about asking to use the bathroom.
I mean, I do that at McDonald's because I feel guilty using the bathroom, so I will buy something.
Is that it?
A little different.
You buy, like,
little different.
4 different meals?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But just so you know, after she bought those dresses, she did end up donating the extras, so that's pretty cool. You can read more with aceshowbiz.com. The cast of All My Children, past and present, is reuniting as part of EW's ongoing hashtag United at Home series. They're going to kick that off on Tuesday, and they're going to run through Friday. They're going to do a double episode on Friday, so that's kind of cool. Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos, Josh Duhamel, a lot more are going to be joining them, so that's pretty awesome. You're going to be able to see it at EW.com and PeopleTV.com. It'd be nice to see a reunion like that. The co-hosts of The Talk revealed this year's Daytime Emmy Award nominees, and they will air on Friday, June 26th on CBS. But for the major categories, it looks like we've got Judge Judy going against the Hot Bench, People's Court, Judge Mathis.
Still love her.
I think Judge Judy's going to win. What do you think?
That's how I know most of the law.
By Judge Judy?
Yes. I must be like a lawyer. I could pass the bar right now thanks to Judge Judy. I know I really could.
As far as an outstanding game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is going up against Double Dare, The Price is Right, Jeopardy, and Family Feud. Mm. And there's a lot of great categories. I've got them all posted via dinasdirt.com, so you can check them out there.
Cool.
And Elf star Zooey Deschanel, now officially divorced from her film producer husband, Jacob Pechenik, according to Ace Showbiz. Now, they were married for less than 5 years. And this is Zooey's second divorce. Zooey's been dating Property Brothers reality star Jonathan Scott since last fall, or as I like to call him, her future ex-husband. And he's the cuter of the two twins, too. And finally, Ruby Rose announced she is done playing the starring role in CW's Batman after only 1 season. We told you that. But sources tell TV Line it wasn't just her decision. Apparently, Ruby didn't love working and living in Vancouver. And apparently people on the show didn't like working with her. Maybe she was just such a sourpuss from her situation that she made everybody else's lives miserable on set. But I guess it was a mutual decision, and they did it in the best interest of the show. They decided it'd be best if they just parted ways. So you can read more with delisted.com. But I guess, if you're bringing everybody down on the set, nobody wants you there anymore.
The whole country, too.
You're bringing down the whole country.
Hate it when you don't get along with the whole country.
Now, Ruby Rose is out, and now Canada's much happier.
I guess so. They can move on.
It's a brighter place. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Beautiful day today. Sunny and 82. Chris Kellogg live from the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. Lopez has got the week off because he is a new father. And in with Dirt, here is Dina with the latest gossip headlines, broadcasting from her home. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley, where you can purchase or refi your car and make no payments for 3 months with their Memorial Day deal. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what is this about having celebrities that are our favorite but not even knowing their names? What's going on?
I know. Isn't that weird to say that you might have a favorite celebrity, but you might not even know their name? Well, that is the case. From Meghan Markle to Whoopi Goldberg, there are stars you might not have realized are using a stage name. So I have a long list for you, which I'll post at dinasdirt.com, of the most unexpected real names of celebrities, courtesy of BuzzFeed. But just to give you an idea of a couple, Whoopi Goldberg, her real name is Karen Elaine Johnson. Bruno Mars, his real name is Peter Gene Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, see, these are names I never would have expected. Prince Harry is Henry Charles Albert David.
Uh-huh.
And Jamie Foxx is Eric Marlin Bishop.
Wow.
So
I'm going to reveal something here. I have a stage name. A lot of people don't know when I first started working here. My real name is Dina McMahon, but when I started working. You already had the name, so I had to change mine. So my name really, it was just ironic it happened that way, Dina, but I want to get off my chest. All right.
What else? How does that make you feel? You feel better now?
Better. Just weird. My name is Dina. Odd.
Good. Kristen Bell has people questioning her parenting skills. She said on the latest episode of her Momsplaining podcast that her five-year-old daughter, Delta, is still in diapers. She said her oldest daughter, Lincoln, who's now seven, never wore another diaper after they just suggested she use the toilet, but Delta's been taking her time with the adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
But on another interesting parenting note, Kristen talked about getting her kids to bed, revealing the kind of controversial way that she gets her five-year-old to fall asleep. She says she locks the door until she finally falls asleep. She said, we stand outside and we say, we love you, we'll talk to you in the morning. And after about 10 minutes, she'll wind herself down. And before we go to bed, we unlock it.
I don't know how
more with us weekly.
Feel about that.
I don't either. I'm not crazy about
my
that.
Mind
I feel
is
like
just
maybe
frozen. Yeah, it's weird.
Ah, except frozen. I get it.
What? Oh, because he was locked in a room? Oh, that's a stretch.
No, because Kristen Bell was Anna and Frozen.
Oh, like, okay.
Isn't that where you were going?
No, I saw because one of the girls was locked away because she had problems with ice.
That's I get it. Okay. Mm. I like the way I explained it better, how you were thinking it.
Yeah, mine was way out there. Super left field.
Disney Channel star Debbie Ryan from Jessie and 16 Wishes. She got married to Josh Dunn from 21 Pilots, and apparently this happened on New Year's Eve. Yeah, Debbie just told Vogue they planned the wedding in less than a month, and their dog Jim was the ring bearer, wore the bow tie, had the ring pillow on his collar. They've been together since 2013, but they finally just released photos from their wedding at fullfeed.com. So when you see the photos, don't think, oh my gosh, they had this big wedding during quarantine. No, they just kept it a secret until now. And Guardians of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt took to Instagram to apologize to his fans. He had promised them he'd be spring cleaning his emails and opening about 1,000 fan emails a day to get that number down to zero. But instead, he accidentally ended up deleting his entire inbox of 51,000 emails. Yeah, so he said, I'm trying not to panic, but I know I need to read them. And if I owe you an email, you might want to follow up on that. Can he just get into his trash folder and recover them? I mean, it sounds like an excuse to me.
I heard 50,000 were from a prince in Nigeria looking to borrow some cash. So
he does love his junk mail. All right. Well, that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.